Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. The season finale of Silly Underdog Picks is coming up at 4:20. You have one more chance to represent the people and win. So if you've missed out all season, here is your last chance coming up at 4:20. And if you represent the people and win, you will win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah at the Ryman on February 10th. So if you want to see Trevor Noah, you have to represent the people, and you have one more opportunity to do so coming up this hour. But in the meantime, let's go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, who is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. Hi, TD. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing great, fellas. I almost didn't make it to this call. I'm over here at Terrace Training Gym in Antioch, and they try to kill me.
Well, we'll try to take it easy on you. Catch your breath. So,
no, we're good. Let's go.
All right, TD. Last week, Cam Ward had his quickest time to throw of the season, roughly 2.4 seconds. Yesterday, right, not only did he have the longest time to throw of the season at more than 4 seconds, it was the longest time to throw since the NFL started tracking that number 10 years ago. So yeah, what was the explanation from the Titans for that increase?
Well, I think you have to look at it. There were multiple plays where you saw him just moving around back there, running all over the place, trying to buy time. And it takes me back to what he said at the combine when he was asked about, you know, the long time to throw that he has at times. And he said, well, you know, anybody that has an issue with that doesn't really know football, because as a quarterback, you want to give your receivers an opportunity to get open. And that's what he did. So I think it's that. It's also, there were times where he just literally had time in the pocket. I mean, how many times did you see him back there just like tick, 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 and then, you know, throwing the football? So I think it was those two combined.
Derek brought up an interesting point earlier, Teron, about the number of interceptable throws Cam Ward made yesterday. He didn't actually get picked off, but he probably should have at least a couple of times. And Derek said he thought that Cam Ward had some quote-unquote arm arrogance, thinking he could make some throws that he probably shouldn't have attempted. How do you see it?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And it's funny because I used that same phrase, arm arrogance, when I asked Cam about some of his throws on Wednesday. So, yeah, I mean, that's what you get when you have a Cam Ward, a guy who can make the throws that he makes. I mean, there was one where, I mean, look at the one he made to Tajay Spears, right? That was deemed down before he threw it. But look at that throw. I mean, look at, you know, the throw to Chim Dike, you know what I mean, on that deep crosser. I mean, he has that arm arrogance because there are things that he could do that most people on this planet can't when it comes to throwing the football.
Now, Teron, again, Chigakonkwo. Another week. We talked about him some last week. He has really come on the last, you know, 4 or 5 games of the season. He's being more consistent now. What do you think is next for him after the season in regards to, do you think the Titans bring him back? Or do you think he explore other options? Because, frankly, he's the best pass catcher they got in the best after the catch that we've seen.
Yeah,
he's reminiscing, and he's not like this guy, people, so I'm not saying it. He reminds me a little bit of Delaney. When he gets the ball in his hands, it's hard to tackle him.
Right, and it's funny you mentioned that also, because when he was coming out of Maryland, I compared him to Jonnu Smith, who in turn has been compared to Delaney Walker. So you're seeing kind of a lineage, and I think, you know, when I asked him about that, he said that that's something that he has seen himself, comparisons to Jonnu Smith. He thought their game was similar. So to answer your question, as far as, like, what happens next, I think they need to bring him back. You know, there are some people who say, hey, Isaiah Likely is the guy they should bring in. He's going to cost more money and give you similar results. And he's basically the same player. So I think when you look at this group, right? You look at yesterday, Gunnar Helms started. They went to 12 personnel. The next play, David Martin Robinson came in, and then Chig came in. And I think with those three guys, working with Luke Stocker, whoever the tight end coach may be next year, I think they have a complete group, and you have a little bit of something different in each of those guys. But then getting back to what you said about the yards after catch, I mean, he hit that little hop, and then he dipped his shoulder, and, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry, he didn't want any of that, and you saw it. And I think that's what happens when you have a guy like Chig. And then not to mention, you know, as I said when we talked on the pregame show, he's actually gotten faster this year. So that 1080 machine, he actually gained like almost a mile per hour, you know. So everything is pointing up for Chig. I know people don't like his blocking, and that's fine. Don't have him block then. You know, it's that simple.
Now, what do you think of these young guys in general? You know, listen, Alec had his ups and downs. I think he hit the rookie wall, but it seemed like this past game, he came on some. DK, obviously, he's a pro bowler. But what do you think of these guys just in general, offensively and defensively?
Yeah, well, we'll start with the offense and right where you started off with Alec Iremanner. I think the thing that I want him to do that I think he has to get tougher, right? Mm-hmm. Like get more gritty. You know, I'm not going to say he's a punk, he's not tough, but you want him to get more gritty, more grimy. You know, like a Wu-Tang beat, you know, something the RZA makes, or Havoc for Mobb Deep, like that type of gritty, right, and grimy. So that's something, but, I mean, look, he made that contested catch on that third and eight. I mean, look at the way Cam Ward, you know, extended the pocket, and that he threw that, and, you know, Alante Taylor was all over him, and he made the catch, you know. So DK, it's just consistency as a receiver. You want him to be more consistent. But, I mean, look, he runs that deep crosser route. That 4-3-4 running that is something. But the thing that I really like about Jim DK is you're seeing him start to impact the game and not even touch the football. How many times do they send him that jet motion or do that fake end around, you know what I mean, and run a counter or misdirection off of it? And you see the whole field open because the defense focuses on him. Gunnar Helm, probably the most consistent pass catcher, you know, on the team. And, you know, he set the record, right, for receptions as a rookie tight end. You know what I mean? And then you look at Cam. We talked about him extensively. But the guy that I really like on this rookie class, Marcus Harris, man. He is their nickel going forward. I think he should absolutely fill that role. And the thing I like, he's not big, but he has that Antoine Winfield, not Junior, the original Antoine Winfield that played for the Bills, where he wants to come up and make tackles and stuff like that. You know, so you like that. You love the versatility and the way Kevin Winston Jr. comes up and blows stuff up. And, you know, there's upside with Femi Oladejo. You just got to see how he develops as a pass rusher. But I tell you one thing, he's a student of the game, you know, because he told me he watches Alden Smith. You know, it's different from the regular old T.J. Watt, Miles Garrett, Max Crosby. He said Alden Smith, and that impressed me.
Teron Davenport is with us, ESPN. Teron, so based on what you just said there, and as we got one more game before the final grades are in, but how would you grade the rookie class?
I would give it a B. You know, I'm always hesitant to, like, truly officially grade a rookie class after 1 year. I mean, I'm old enough to remember Josh Freeman coming in with the Bucks and being awesome, and then, you know, everything getting scrambled. But, I mean, for right now, I'll say a B, with tremendous upside. You know, I think there's a lot of upside in this whole class. Everybody has potential. We didn't even talk about Jackson Slater, who may very well slide in at right guard, you know, so that's something else to think about.
So, Ron, another one that we were talking about is the offensive line. How much improvement have you seen? We had something that was pretty interesting. Trevor Maddich really still believes that J.C. Latham can be a top level right tackle before it's all said and done. He is still very young. So with him maybe at the forefront, how much progress have you seen from the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, look, J.C. Latham is essentially a rookie again, right? Because he played right tackle after playing left tackle. You know what I mean? If you see that, go back and watch that strip sack that Chase Young had, man, let me tell you something. Carl Granderson put a spin move on J.C. Latham that was just disgusting. And that was basically why Cam was like, yo, I got to get out of Dodge. But, I mean, other than that, over the last couple of weeks, I think Latham has played really well. You got to respect the way he just kept plugging away, you know, while he had that rough stretch. You know, the penalties have been minimized. And, you know, he's a big, athletic, fit kid, you know what I mean? So I think he's going to be fine. I don't know about top level. You know, I'll lean to Trevor, who, you know, has played the position and knows the position better. But I think he's going to be a solid player. He already is, in my opinion.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Mace, Ving, and Adonik. He is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law and fueled by Parman Energy. TD, great stuff as always. Catch your breath. Hit the showers. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it. And one last thing, we're talking about the offensive line. I got to mention Corey Levin because he's someone else, too, that has played outstanding when he got the shot. So even though he's a Braves fan, I'll still give him props.
That's noble of you, Teron. I appreciate that.
Yes. Happy New Year, fellas.
You as
Same
well.
You.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.